The NFL draft will be in Philly at the end of this month. Subsidized by roughly $25 million from the league and several other sources, including the city. Details from WHYY's Aaron Moselle.
The NFL, the richest sports league in the U.S., is covering the lion's share of the draft's bottom line, about $20 million. The rest is coming from a combination of local sources, including $500,000 from Philadelphia. Because draft events take over the Art Museum area and most of the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, mayoral spokeswoman Agina Amir says the money will cover a variety of public services.
The $500,000 that the city is contributing will be going to city services security, emergency management services, having EMS available, parkway services that will be provided through Parks and Rec, streets and sanitation services, and the coordination and management of all these city services.
Some overtime for police officers and firefighters is included. Under the city's deal with the NFL, any costs that push the total above $500,000 will be reimbursed by the league. Jeremy Jordan directs the Sports Industry Research Center at Temple University. He says it's standard for cities to make some kind of contribution when a big event comes to town, especially when they're competing with other cities to host the event.
The NFL draft is a bid process. So I'm sure that as you put together your bid package, you identify things that you're able to cover and maybe things that you're not. So I would imagine it makes your bid more or less competitive relative to the others.
Likely less. And given the economic benefit the draft can bring to a city, Jordan says the NFL wouldn't have a problem finding another place to play host. City officials project a nearly $90 million injection from the three-day event. The final figure could be even higher because of Philly's central location between New York and Washington, D.C., two cities with big-time NFL fan bases. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.